everywhere in the Steel City on a super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the summertime. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The group is called Calibro 35. The new disc is called Exploration. That tune is called Reptile Strut. Find out about some snakes in the grass as we check the news here at Radio 9. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with The Week in Review. Donald Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin dominated much of the news this week. The speculation ahead of the summit on Friday in Alaska, and then the actual get-together itself. Ever since Tony Waterman was in Anchorage watching it all unfold and sent this report.
It seems as if they wanted to have more people in the room, whether or not that was from the Trump administration or from the Russian side, we don't know at this point. But it probably brought a little bit of comfort to the Ukrainians and the Europeans that it wasn't just Trump meeting one-on-one with Putin behind closed doors with nobody else in the room. They were really concerned that Putin would bend Trump's ear, that he would potentially manipulate the U.S. president into getting on board with Russia's vision of a peace deal. So there was three individuals on either side. And on the U.S. side, that included the U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, who traditionally is more of a Russian hawk. But more talks to come. No deal at this point.
Ahead of the summit, President Trump said he was hoping for a breakthrough with President Putin. But he maintained, as did the White House, that the talks wouldn't produce an immediate ceasefire in the Ukraine conflict. Ever since U.S. correspondent Simon Marks was monitoring the build-up to the summit.
The White House says President Trump's summit with Vladimir Putin is expected to last 4 hours. He'll leave the White House at dawn. Air Force One will then spend 7 hours aloft, conveying him to the U.S. Air Force Base in Anchorage, where his historic meeting with the Kremlin leader will begin. Just the two of them and interpreters at first, then a broader meeting including their top officials. Both men are separately expected to brief the press when it's over, leaving President Zelensky in Kiev and his European allies facing nervous hours as they wonder whether President Trump will live up to the promises he made to them this week and avoid agreeing to carve up Ukraine with the Russians.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was not at the talks in Alaska, but he did spend the week visiting European allies, including Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. FSN's Ollie Barrett sent this report from London.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has held talks with the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer at Downing Street ahead of the key summit between Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia in Alaska on Friday. Downing Street says that they agreed, the two men, that there has been a powerful sense of unity and a strong resolve to achieve a just and lasting peace in Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky says that they discussed in considerable detail the security guarantees that could make peace truly durable. They also had on the agenda drone production by Ukraine and its hope that it can secure from international allies.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
My Three Sons.
Get down, 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 get down
cold and peaceful. That was Cool and the Gang here on Radio 9, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Taking your requests from now until 3. Here's Bob Dylan on Radio 9. Guys on social media, been quiet today.
Listen to me, baby.
www.angelfire.com/magnummusic104.4. Streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're always giving you more.
Oh, give me more.
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 I don't know why that cracks me up, but it does. I just, thought I'd throw that in there. We don't have the Andrea True connection. Why don't we have the Andrea True connection more in here? If I would have been on the ball, I would have had that one queued up.
Jay Thurber!
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Yeah.
cha-cha. That's dumb. 1:13, much more music time with Gene Chandler.
It truly, truly hurts when you know the girl don't care. You cry, cry her river, but she don't care. You know the girl don't care. Silently you wait, not wanting to complain, convincing yourself that things will change.
Doctor, would you eat the moon if it were made of ribs?
I don't know how to answer that.
It's not rocket science. Just say yes and we'll move on.
her love to me.
The Clovers on Radio 9.
Thank you for holding. Now you're on the air.
Little Caesar by the trolley tracks in Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. And I'm not feeling great today. And what I wrote down was Elvis Mibble-tour. Mibble-tour. Mibble-tour? Did Elvis have a song called Mibble-tour? No, but he had a song called Mystery Train. Going out by request. Down by the trolley tracks, the Little Caesar.
Train arrived, 16 coaches long.
Oh, Mipple-toi, of course. This is Mipple-toi.
Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Again. No, not again.
on Radio 9. W-A-A. 125, much more music time. New music from The Funeral Portrait coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, visit AtticRecordsStoreInc.com or call 412-821-8484. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And I am one big ball of snot today, I'll tell you what. I beg your pardon. We had International Village in McKeesport this past week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. What a great time we had out there. You can find that on YouTube at Tube City Online. You can see all the entertainment from International Village. Kind of muggy and warm on Wednesday, and I think that kept the crowds down because the weather service kept calling for rain, although the rain held off until 9 o'clock. But great time, but I think being in all that humidity and all the pollen and the dust and everything, getting up my nasal passages has really got me all bottled up here. So if I sound a little bit worse than usual, that's why. As I mentioned a little while ago, we were going to have our interview with Daniel DeVizé in this hour. He has written a brand new book called The Blues Brothers. It's about both the band of the Blues Brothers that John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd put together, as well as the production of the movie. And we had a great conversation, he and I. Unfortunately, I need to edit it down, and I just did not have time over this past week. I was running back and forth to Renzi Park here in McKeesport, so just did not have time. We'll get that on for you next week. What else? Let's just do this.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought.
I congested in the snots and the boogers running down the nose.
Sunny and hot this afternoon with a high near 92. Clear overnight with a low of 68. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday with a high of 89. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 90. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm and a high of 85. Right now, 87 in Washington County, 90 in Beaver County, 86 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 85 right now. With new music. That's new music from The Funeral Portrait. The tune is called, believe it or not, Holy Water. And if you, even if you don't believe it, I don't know what to tell you. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. With the move in your groove, the dance of your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. With a live version of Born on the Bayou by CCR.
Hey, I'm calling you.
recorded live, I believe, at the Fillmore East back in 1970. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Usually a couple of requests off the social media. Only had one so far. Come on, people. Put your hands together, put the blues in your shoes, the dance in your pants, and the rock and roll in your soul. Lay your hands on the radio and twiddle with your knobs. It's Norman Greenbaum to sing about the spirit of the sky on Radio 9. Stay tuned for that. On this date in 1965, something very interesting in Pittsburgh broadcasting happened.
Radio 9!
Bunga, bunga, bunga!
Bunga, 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 inga, binga, binga, bunga.
Sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I said to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried.
Diamond on Radio 9, the station that plays the original hits by the original artists off the original scratchy 45s. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 143. Much more music time. I set a date in Pittsburgh broadcasting history. It's a date that's important to Pittsburgh broadcasting. Let's put it that way. We're going to tell you about that in just a couple of minutes.
Everyone's life is bittersweet.
Herman's Hermits.
It's a door that opens wide. And no man himself complete till he's seen it from both sides. This door swings both ways, it's marked in and out. Some days you want to cry and some days you will shout. From the north. This door swings.
That's the flip side of Butterfly on Radio 9. I actually like that better than The Hit. Our moment in broadcasting history coming up right after this.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Now we get the calendars here at the studio from Scott Feibusch, Northeast Radio Watch, Feibusch.com, if you haven't checked that out, if you're interested in the radio industry. And the calendar for today says, this date in 1965, August 16th, Bob Crane did his final show on KNX Radio in Los Angeles. Bob Crane, you may know better as Colonel Hogan on Hogan's Heroes, quit his very popular morning radio show on KNX Radio in Los Angeles to go acting into his acting career full time.
Well, JJ, why is that an important day in Pittsburgh radio history?
Because KNX in Los Angeles recruited a new disc jockey to do the morning show from a little station in Pittsburgh, a little tea kettle you may have heard of called KDKA. And that person, of course, was Reg Kordick.
Once again, Kordick and Company is proud to join with the rest of a grateful nation in paying tribute to a great industry. As proud Americans in each of our 48 states pause to celebrate National Wheelbarrow Week. Ever since Sidney H. Barrow built his first tub for hauling cement and other construction supplies, his contribution to the growth of our land has been felt far and wide. But it was not until 1795 that it really caught on. For on a June day in that year, Miles J. Schwartz, his assistant, made a suggestion that was to change the complexion of the invention forever.
Sid, I've been thinking. Don't you think it'd be a heck of a lot easier to haul stuff around in these barrows if we was to put a wheel up in the front, maybe handles on the back?
11 years later, in 1806, Sidney Barrow, never one to make rash changes in his successful invention, after due deliberation and study, brought forth his first wheelbarrow.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to watch how this new barrow works. You see, I got it loaded with 300 pounds of scrap iron. Now, you just got to pick it up by these handles in the back and push it forward on the wheel, like this.
Being plagued with a poor sense of balance, Sidney Barrow was never to be able to enjoy the benefits of his wheelbarrow. On his golden anniversary, however, his employees presented him with a three-wheeled version, which he used successfully without incident the remainder of his life. Over the years, the wheelbarrow has grown in acceptance and contributed immeasurably to the growth of our land. So much so that President Warren G. Harding was moved to remark,
"The hand that moves the wheelbarrow is the hand that moves the earth."
The wheelbarrow industry has grown in this country until today it is 258th in importance. How does the future look? Sidney Barrow IV, present-day president of the American Institute of Wheelbarrowing, speaks.
My friends, barrows are bigger than ever. And the customer has a greater choice than ever. All the way from steel wheel to the rubber tire spoke wheel sport model with chromium trim.
And so, as the rest of a grateful nation pauses to say thank you, Cordick & Company, too, bears its collective head in salute during National Wheelbarrow Week.
Yes, on this day in 1965, 60 years ago, Bob Crane did his last show on Los Angeles radio in Pittsburgh's own Reach Cordick, then replaced him. How about that, boys and girls?
Radio 9, Jay Thurber.
The Balls of Pittsburgh.
Sports and weather coming up next. More music on the other side of that. Don't forget, we've got news for you at 2 o'clock. From 1957, a little soft, sweet music from Miss Jane Morgan on Radio 9. Kind of song you might hear on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, isn't it? 157, much more music time. 3 minutes away from the news. We've got new music coming your way right after we take care of sports and weather. From, just looking here to see what I like. How about from the High Water Marks here coming up off their new album, Consult the Oracle, right after we check sports.
Your friend.
Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Acrisure Stadium tonight. Game time is at 7 o'clock for the second preseason game. Aaron Rodgers will not play in the preseason game. Most of the starters are not going to play. That includes DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, TJ Watt, and Cam Howard. This according to Steelers coach Mike Tomlin. Mason Rudolph started the first preseason game. So we'll see who the starters, according to quarterback, are. Quarterback is today. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, Pirates beat the Cubs last night by a score of 3-2. It's the Bucks and Cubs again today. And Mike Burrows is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. The NCAA has fined the University of Michigan tens of millions of dollars and suspended coach Sharon Moore for a third game as punishment for a sign-stealing scandal that they now think included 3 years, including the year that Michigan won the national championship. The NCAA says it has overwhelming and concerning evidence of a cover-up by Wolverines staff. The NCAA investigators have concluded that an elaborate, impermissible scouting scheme, that's hard to say, designed to steal signals, has been in place over three football seasons. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Sunny and hot with a high of 92. Clear overnight with a low of 68. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday with a high of 89. Monday, mostly sunny, high 88. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 90. Currently 86 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. 85 at WRCT with new music from the High Water Marks.